We're learning Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Lamed Dalid. Today is November 12th, 2012. Simen Tov Lamed Dalid, Sif Kodin Zayin in the Mishnah Brura. So, this Sif Kodin corresponds to Sif Beis. So, what we're going to do first is read again the words of the Mechaber in Sif Beis and pick off from Sif Kodin Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, these are once again the halachas after the bedika, after the person checks, what does he do afterwards?
Keep going?
Yeah, right there. Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Achar bedika miyad b'layla yivatlenu, after the bedika, immediately at night, one has to mevatel l'chamin. So we've been saying this word a lot. What does it mean, bitul? What does one do? Someone says to you, stops you on the street, nullify. So how do I nullify? What about the process? So, says the Mechaber, the process is as follows. V'yoymar, a person should have to say, Kol chamira di'ise b'shusi, any chamira, any chametz which is in my possession, d'lo chazise, that I have not seen, or d'lo v'yarte, and that I have not destroyed, libotel should be nullified, v'lehevi ka'afed da'ara, and be like the dust of the earth. That's what it means to nullify. It means he's saying that it's nothing. It's ownerless. I don't have it. It's not mine. Just like a person saying, see these keys? This is to my Ferrari. It's not mine. He throws it up and people jump on the ground to try to fight to get the key, right? That's right. So here he's saying it's not mine anymore. Excuse me. Okay. Sif Kodin Zayin in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura tells us, D'lo chazisa yod'lo v'yarte. It's not mine. I don't. This chometz, d'lo chazisa, which I have not seen and I did not burn. These are the words he says. Avamashiro ubir einoi mevatel achshav. But the chametz that he sees now and he knows about, that is not what he is including in this nullification process. Shehari roitzel lechol oid ma'ashem ishai, because he still wants to eat that which he leaves over. V'gam kidei lekai mitzvah sreifa b'chametz sheloi lemachar. He also wants to make sure that he fulfills the obligation of burning chametz with his chametz. A person is to burn the chametz with the chametz that he owns. Ulekach einay mevatel hakol adamachar achar achilo v'achar shesaref hachametz. That's why he is not mevatel everything. He does not nullify everything. Ad lemachar, until tomorrow, achar achilo, after he finishes eating his breakfast, v'achar shesaref hachametz, and after he burns, then he burns the chametz. After he burns the chametz, then he does his bittul. Sif kodin ches v'lehevi ka'afra da'ara in the Mishnah Brura. V'nochon shiyoymar v'lehevi hefker ka'afra da'ara. It's appropriate to say that the chametz should be ownerless. The Mishnah Brura adds this word here from the Achreinim that it should be ownerless. Hefker ka'afra da'ara. According to everyone, this expression of ownerless works. Even though he only said this between him, he and himself, and not in front of other people. What is he referring to? Normally speaking, if I want to take my Ferrari, I don't have a Ferrari. If I want to take my Ferrari and I want to nullify it, I have to do this in front of the three people right here, right in front of me. And I have to say this automobile, whatever I might want to nullify, and not nullify, rather, make it ownerless. When I want to make something ownerless, I have to say it is not mine anymore in front of three people, like a bezdin. In this case of removing the chametz from my possession, I don't need three people. I could just do it between me and myself, and that's what the Mishnah Brura here is referring to. The Rama says back on top, Hagah, says the Rama, V'yoymar ha-bitul b'loshin shemeivin. It's very important to say the bitul, to nullify this chametz in a language that the person understands. Further, the Ramakin continues, v'im omroi b'loshin ha-kodesh kochamiro, koilol chametz usor. If a person said the kol chamiro in loshin ha-kodesh, okay, no. If he said the Kol Chamira in Lashon HaKodesh, okay, if he did, then Koilel Chametz HaSa'or. It includes the Chametz and Sa'or. Aval b'shar l'shoynois tzorich lahazkir kolecha b'fnei atzmai. But if he says it in other languages, for example, he says that in French, Spanish, English, he has to specify the different types of the chametz. All right, let's see the Mishnah Brura here. Sif Katan Tes Beloshin Shemavin. It's important to make sure you say the words of Kol Chamira in the language that you understand. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Tes Shehari Abitul Mitaris Hefka. This nullification process is hefker, making it ownerless. If the person doesn't know what he's saying, how does the bittul work? How does it help to say it's not mine when you don't know what you're saying, that it's not yours? So you have to know the language which you're talking about. Therefore, it's appropriate to teach the people who are not fluent with this language, Aisha, or a lady, Mivateles, who is nullifying this chametz from her property, should taimar beloshin shemivina, that she should say it in a language which she understands. The hainu, now we're going to skip the parentheses, even though we do not skip usually anything in the Mishnah Brura, only because he's saying it in Yiddish, and we don't have to go through that process right now. Now, what's the explanation of what he's saying? If you take a look in the bottom, there's a commentary in the Targum over there, the Targum right there. It says, Kol chametz, I'm reading that from the bottom of the page. Kol chametz or yisor, any chametz or this agent of that rises, hanimsa b'shusi, which is found in my possession, shehei hefker. It should be hefker. She ownerless. V'lo yehei nechshav elo kimoy ofer berchayif. It should be viewed to me like the dust in the street. Which, do I care for that ofer berchayif? No. I don't have any relationship to it. It's not mine. That's what I'm doing to any of this chametz as well. I'm removing it from my possession. It's not mine anymore. Picking up now from after the parentheses in the Mishnah Brura. Vim omar amo aretz beloshin hakodesh. Im yedei lepachas in abitul. Now, if amo aretz means a person who is not fluent with this Aramaic expression, if he says it beloshin hakodesh, then if he knows at least that he is nullifying the chametz, what does it mean he knows it? He knows what he's saying is an expression of removing the chametz from his possession. That's the minimum he knows. Exactly what the words line up to mean, that much he doesn't understand. Says the Mishnah Brura, Yotza b'di'evid. He has fulfilled his obligation b'di'evid. B'di'evid means ex post facto. It's not the ideal situation. It's not the best, but he still fulfills it. But if he does not understand at all what he's doing, he thinks he's davening now. He thinks, you know, in our religion we say a lot of prayers, a lot of tefillahs. So this is another one. You know, everybody does it. So he thinks he's davening now also. This is not good. He has not fulfilled his obligation to nullify and make his chametz ownerless. Let's see further. B'loshon HaKodesh. Lav Dafka. So Reb Joel was bothered by B'loshon HaKodesh. It's not B'loshon HaKodesh. It doesn't necessarily mean 100% B'loshon HaKodesh. But it's a loymar B'loshon Targum K'moy Shonu Oymim. It means in the B'loshon Targum, in the Kol, B'loshon Targum is referring to the Aramaic. Kol Chamira Disha B'Sud, right? V'chule V'chule. Now, the question is, right. So, right.
I know it had to be the language above
Bavel. Right, so let's get to it right now, okay? So the question is right now, as is brought down in number 7 of the Dershu, which we're not going to be reading inside, but why is it that it's been established to say it in Aramaic?
Well, wasn't that the common language? That
so that's what Reb Joel is saying, and that's what you're answering to, you're mechavin to the pshat, and from Daki Moshe. So, what does it mean, I want to interrupt myself for a second, from the Mishnah Brura and the Shia for a second, what does it mean when a person is mechavin to pshat? It means that when he thinks the same lines as the Rama, as the Rashba, as the Ritva, that's a sign that he's growing and learning. That's what it means. That my mindset thinks the same way as the Rama? That's amazing. So the Daki Moshe tells us, it's a tremendous feeling we should all appreciate. So the Daki Moshe tells us that this was the language that the Ga'onim set in this Aramaic expression, because that's what they all understood. That's what they all understood. So since they understood it, that's why we say it. Nowadays, I happen to be Thursday night, I did meet somebody who speaks Aramaic. That's one of his languages. You have 3, 4, 5, whatever you have up to your sleeve, right? So one of his languages he speaks is Aramaic. And we had a little conversation. He was doing the talking, I was doing the listening. And so nowadays we don't have this language. That's why we should make sure we do it. We nullify it in the language which we understand. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod Nir Aleph.
But we're still doing it in the language we don't understand.
Why?
Aramaic.
No, but that's not. We just said the opposite. If we do in the language we don't understand, we have to make sure, that's his whole point here, that we say it in the language which we do understand. Let it be English, let it be Spanish, whatever language it is. You have to do in the language we understand. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it was originally said. Now, I want to tell you something. These are, I don't know, 8 words. I didn't count them right now. Very few words. It's not a big deal to learn what these words mean, especially with all of our interlinear word-for-word translations that we have and all of our wonderful fancy Haggadahs we have. You should know the Haggadahs and the Pirkei Avos are the most written on topics in all of Judaism. The Haggadah and the Pirkei Avos. It's Baruch Hashem v'chein yirbu. Always more mefarshim, always more pirushim. And the first thing we have to make sure we know is, besides all, why is the Chacham say this and the Rosh say that? Let's make sure we know the halachic aspects of what we have to fulfill. Of it's not my chametz anymore. It's ownerless. I'm getting rid of it. So we have to make sure we say in the language which we do understand. That's the point here.
Why don't they write the Hebrew in the Haggadah?
They do. Especially they do. I've seen it. You have to get to a different Haggadah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, let's cover some more ground here. The Mechaber says, V'toiv lachzor ulevat loy pam acheres b'yoyim yedalut soy shor chamishis, koidim shagia shor shishis. It's good to nullify it a second time. We were just discussing nullifying it at night. The next day in the morning, we should mevatel it a second time. Before the 6th hour of the day. After the 5th, soif, towards the end of the 5th, before the 6th. Shemishetigiyah says the Mechaber Shoah Shishis, because when the 6th hour comes, Nesar v'ein v'yodah levatloi, it's usur and it's not yours to nullify it anymore. Hagah says the Ramah v'ein levatl b'yoyim, elala achash esarif ha-chametz. You have to make sure, do not mevatel the chametz until after you burn your chametz, because you have to make sure you're burning your chametz. Kedei lakayim mitzvah sreifa b'chametz shaloi. Because you want to make sure you're burning, you're being mevatel, you're nullifying your chametz. And you have to burn your chametz, and then you have nullify afterwards whatever you burned it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Nir Aleph. V'toiv lach zu levatloi. Lefi shiragilin liknois pas b'yayim yudal l'maychol. Imagine this. Imagine buying chametz erev Pesach. Okay, not in this generation. But they wanted to know they had to get some food to eat for breakfast. Also the bread that he's left over the next day to eat. All these chametz he did not have intention the night before to nullify it. And even if his intention was to mevatel it, he's going to go back and merit in it once again. There's a concern. There's a reason to be concerned that a person might yishar mimenu kezayis, have a kezayis of chametz left over, and then he'll transgress. V'yavarolav, he'll have this kezayis. That's why he has to go back a second time and vatal it. And that he should not nullify it at night. Because we're concerned that he will not mevatel it and until the time when it's too late. I want to just explain the importance of what we just said here. Okay, we discussed a couple points. Step number one, at the night of the 14th, we do our bedikah. We check, we discussed all those halachas. After the bedikah, a person does a bitul, he says, Kol chamira di'isa b'shusei. And he has to make sure he knows what he's saying. So it's very, first of all, right before you say these words, take a look in English, match it up. A short-term memory could last for a few seconds. Say it, know what you're saying, and you can do it in original Aramaic. Now, why is he when he does this nullification process, he is including that chametz which he just checked for that he doesn't know about. Now, why does he go back and do it a second time in the morning? Because there was chametz which he did not include. Right, he wants to have some breakfast, some bread in the morning. So he is now, after he finishes eating that bread, when he had that bread in the morning, he did not include to nullify it the nighttime. Well, I'm going to nullify the chametz I'm going to eat in the morning? That doesn't make sense. So that's why he's going to nullify it a second time. Any chametz he left over, he's including that in the bittul now. Therefore, one second, please. Therefore, that's what we're saying now. Therefore, when a person, the reason why also, he now also has to say the bittul the second time, why not just say it at nighttime? He says the Mishnah at the end over here, because what happens if a person forgets to do the second bittul? So you know what happens? If he says, you know what, I'm just going to do the second bittul, and he never did the first one, he might forget the second one also. We don't want that. Listen, people forget things. So that's why Chazal, we're saying, we do it at night, for these halachic reasons, because he wants to make sure that he's including also the second time, the chametz that he did not have the first time, and also he has to nullify it by day after he burns his chametz. Okay, let's continue. Yusuf Kod Nyud Beis. The Ramah says, El la'acha shesorof ha'chametz, only after he burns the chametz. Vim kein sarich lisroif koidim shah shishis, he has to burn it after shah shishis. Va'acha kach yivat lenu, gam kein tekef koidim sheyuschal shah shishis. He has to make sure to burn his chametz before the sixth hour of the day. Va'acha kach, afterwards, he's mefatal his chametz, he nullifies the chametz. Immediately, koidim sheyuschal shah shishis, before the sixth hour starts. Sif gimel in the mechaber. When he nullifies the chametz by day, he says the words, Dachazise, the chametz which I see, Udullah Chazise, which I do not see, meaning which I know about and I don't know about. Diviarte, the chametz which I destroyed, Udullah Viarte, the chametz which I did not destroy. Sif Kotin Yud Gimel, Bebitul Hayoim, Yoimar Dachazise, the bittul hayoyim einay el mishum hanishor ukedilal v'sef konyer aleph, as we just explained, this nullification process he does by day is because of the chametz he left over, as we just discussed. Says the mechaber sef dalet, shluchoi yochul levatel, a messenger of a person, a shliach as a messenger, he is able to mevatel the chametz. Shlucha yochel levatel. Uchshe mevatel shliach sarech shayoyma chamtsoy shel pleini yehe levatel. When a person is a messenger and he is nullifying the chametz for someone else asks him to do him a favor and nullify the chametz, what he is doing is he has to say his chametz. The chametz of someone else, yehi batel, should be nullified. Turning the page, im ein ha'ish bebeisoi yivatu makim shahu. If the person now is a new point, if a person is not in his house, he's in Florida, and the chametz is in Philadelphia. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. Okay, it just came to my mind. Yes. Okay, but let's say he's in Florida and the chametz is in Philadelphia. Okay? So he should nullify the chametz where he is, wherever he is. Vim eina yoisekein, and if he does not do this, toiv shetevatel ishtoi. It's good that his wife shemevatel chametz. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, turning back to page, the previous page, sif katan yadalit. Shlucha, his messenger. Hainu, kishetzivo l'shliach levatel chemtzo. When a person commanded his shliach He asked somebody to mevatel the chametz for me. So the person, let's say Reuven, we'll call Reuven the owner of the chametz. He asked Shimon to mevatel the chametz. Haynu kishetziva, we're in the beginning of Sifkon Yadalad. Haynu kishetziva l'shliach levatel chametzai. When he commands, he asks Shimon to nullify the chametz. Alim tziva loy livdik. But if he just tells Shimon, you know what, do me a favor. Here's my vacuum cleaner. Go check for the chametz, right? Do badika. L'kul yama enya yochel levatel. In this case, if you never ask Shimon to mevatel it, he cannot mevatel it, he cannot nullify it for you. You never asked him to. It's your chametz. You have to make him the shliach to do this. Sifkan tesvav yochel levatel. If you make him a shliach, you make him a messenger, he can mevatel it. The af agav the bittul mitam hefker, even though to nullify it is because of hefker, meaning that you're making it ownerless. V'hoi milch aveiroi leich v'hefker v'hefker nechosai emikach klum. Someone says to his friend, "Go and make all of my possessions ownerless." Doesn't mean anything. An shi'efkir mehu ba'atzmai. Until you yourself, you want your items to be ownerless, make it ownerless yourself. You can't ask a messenger to make it ownerless for you. Hacha, over here, why does it work? We could be lenient. Because the chametz, when you, at the time when you will transgress, there's an issur to have the chametz be seen by you and have the chametz be found in your possession. When does that Isra apply? Once the Zman Isra has come, from the day already. The Torah said, it's going to be like it's in your Rishus. Because the Torah says, you're going to transgress it if you don't get rid of it. Now, therefore, normally, what we're saying is like this. Normally, a messenger cannot nullify my possessions. Here, in this case, the person would want this messenger to nullify it for him because he doesn't want to have the problem of falling into having the chametz in his possession on Pesach. Then he'd be transgressing the Isra of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, if he sees him and finds it. V'yesh Me'achmir Mazeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are those who are more strict. In other words, this would not be able to work, this whole messenger to nullify it. At time of necessity, one can be lenient. The Roif HaPayiskim Eskimu, majority of the Payiskim agree, Lidas HaMechaber, according to the Mechaber, that you can, it is permissible to have a messenger to nullify it for you. When you send him. That's just as long as you made him the messenger. Now, this everything we're saying is once Reuven makes Shimon that messenger. But if Shimon was standing there, oh, I hope he makes me that messenger. I know he wants me to. It's irrelevant. Shimon cannot nullify the chametz that belongs to Reuven unless he is appointed. And said, Reuven says to him, nullify the chametz. That's what we're saying over here at the end of this Sifkotin. Now, what does he say? He says, Chemso Sheplayin, the chametz of this person, Sifkon Tezvav, Tezayin, the Hainu. Shaloy Yoimar, he shouldn't say, the messenger should not say, Dika Vibeiso Hadei, which is in this house. He should not say that. He should say, that is Reuven's chametz. Dilma Yeshlo B'makamacha, because why should he not specify the chametz which is in this house? Because maybe he has chametz in a different place. That's why he should just say all of his chametz. Because v'achorein v'achorein, right? Sheyoyim v'yoyim, by day he should say as well, kochamira, all of the chametz, the ika, b'shusei, the pleini, which is in the possession of this individual, the yada bay, or the lo yada bay, which he knows about, or which he does not know about. V'layla yoyimar, the lo yada bay. In the nighttime he says, which he does not know about. Now we're discussing the next case, is that of an apotropos. Apotropos is a person who's appointed to watch over the orphans. In order not to run through this piece and to see it properly, we're going to stop here in preparation of the next share. Thank you.